K-Mud Podcast presents.
All right, welcome, folks. This is Wildcraft, and this is Wild Ginger in the studio with you here today. I have some special guests today who drove all the way down from up north in northern Humboldt. This is Sequoia Siren. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. This is so exciting. So I have two ladies with me here today, dear friends who've been friends for like ever, right? This is Anna and Diana, and they are here to tell us about their collaborative art project that's saving the planet.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having us. We are beyond excited to be able to talk about this and share this with hopefully even more people. Quick thing is, I'm Anna. I'm the one who does the research behind the pieces.
I'm Diana. I draw and vector everything, but all of our work is collaborative. We design everything together.
It's a lot of back and forth, and it's a lot of fun.
So fun. So the two of you have known each other a super long time, yes?
Oh, yeah, decades, so.
Yeah, we kind of measure the years by how tall my son is now.
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah, kids sure do remind you how old you are, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Oh, my goodness. Well, tell me a little bit more about how this project came into fruition and what is Sequoia Siren?
I guess first off, the fruition in the beginning, I've always been a fan of Diana's art. She used to doodle me all kinds of cool little things, and so it was very common that I get little receipt owls and doodles here and there, or I'd come back from trips and she'd have all this beautiful art pieces for me.
Actually, we started because she brought me a pair of snake earrings. She's like, listen, this is the concept of a snake. This is not an actual existing snake. Can you draw me something that's accurate?
Yeah, and I made a list of like 100 species. I was just as ideas, right? It was just like, hey, if you just pick one thing from here, this would be really cool. But I came back from my trip and she did all of them.
How about everything? Yeah. How about some pages of everything?
I love that the concept came about by looking at nature-inspired art and saying, that's not close enough. I want to see it like actually be what it really is. I strive for that in my own art, and I love that you do that. That's super-duper awesome. And I also have found, and maybe you've noticed this too, I don't know if you have tattoos, but it's really hard to get tattoos to be accurate representations too, and I strive to find artists that will do exact replicas of real animals and plants for me as well. So I feel your pain, and I love that you found a problem and solved it together. So tell me more about your art and how you're upcycling and then explain some of the amazing animals and plants that you work with.
Yeah, so I guess from the beginning, our whole plan with this is to educate and raise awareness. We want every time someone compliments someone's earrings, it's an opportunity to talk about that species. It's an opportunity to talk about nature and how we're kind of coexisting with them.
Know your backyard. Like, you see these things every day, but like, you know, bring back that childhood nostalgia and be like, but what is it? Why do I see it every day? Why do I see it all around here?
And we wanted to do it with heavy consideration for nature. So from the very beginning, we started with, hey, what is there a lot of waste of in plastic? That's everyone knows that's the big bad word. That's the thing we're trying to keep out of the landfills.
Sure.
So we looked at like the different types of plastics and we landed on acrylic, specifically because it's a type of plastic that can be infinitely recycled. Because some types, you can only recycle it so many times before it's just not stable enough. But acrylic is, and it's a heavily used in like the commercial and industrial fields, but it's not a market for recycling it because there's not even a way for consumers to take it to processing plants. So we wanted to create that market for it. So we reached out to a few companies and we're like, hey, you know, if you have salvage, we'll buy it from you. If you have leftover scraps. So we started getting these scrapbooks boxes to kind of like play with.
I am so intrigued. You don't have to give away all your trade secrets, but like, are you calling like giant plastic corporations?
Yes.
Wow. Is it fairly cheap? They're not like, you know, making much off it, I hope.
So it's not. So first off, we get ignored a lot. It's a lot of emails of not getting answers. It's a lot of people being like, that's a cool idea, but that's it. Nothing there. Okay. And then because they don't want to pay for the shipping, they don't have the streamlined process. So there's a lot of things where it's like the first few, it was expensive because we're just trying to upfront making this a structure. But we have a brand we're going to be able to talk about in the following months because we got to deal with them. They are making recycled material for us because we're creating a market for it. And so while we try to prefer salvage because we don't want material to have to go through the process of being turned into going to recycle. We want to save that whole step. But recycled's better than landfill. And we have a company that, because we now have enough California poppies in state parks, they are guaranteeing those colors for us as 100% recycled material because it's worth it for them now.
Poppy orange.
Yeah, yep. Poppy orange. That's awesome. I've been drawing a lot of poppies myself lately. That's so wonderful. So when we first moved here, we had quite a few California poppies, and we've made sure never to pull one on purpose because legally you're not allowed to pull the state flower. And they literally have taken over most of our yard. It is so magic. It's so awesome. I'm like, well, share the bed with the strawberry, share the bed with the kale, share whatever. You get half the world because you're the state flower.
Well, it's good to have fields of gold in your yard.
It
so.
Sure is. And I love that. So your poppies specifically are sold at local state, at nation, California state parks. Is that right?
Yes. We're in a few locations. We're in all the Mendocino state parks, through Mendo Parks. The first state park that picked us up, it was Big Tree State Park in Calaveras County.
Nice.
So we really appreciate them because once they got us in, we were able to show other state parks, hey, look, we're already in a state park.
Awesome.
So that really opened doors for us. So we appreciate them for taking that risk on us so much. And before that, the local conservation groups, because we work with places like Friends of the Dunes, Arcata Natural History Museum, Clark Museum, and a bunch of other cool people. And they also took that risk on us, too. So it means a lot to us.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I want to make sure we say this explicitly if we haven't yet, because I've been talking with you for a couple days and I'm so excited about what you do. But this is specifically Sequoia Siren makes upcycled plastic into jewelry to wear that is also about animals and plants in our community and leads to environmental discussions, right?
Yes.
Yes. Tell me more about how that conservation group collab helps educate people and part of that, other animals that are in some of these other places too, or plants.
Yeah, so it's been a really wonderful opportunity because as we talk to these groups where it's like, hey, what do you want? What do you need? They'll let us know, hey, this is an action species that we specifically are focused on educating people on. Or sometimes they'll open that door with us and people will come to us and they're really passionate and they're sharing lots of information with us. And they'll be like, hey, you need to do this.
Passion's very infectious. So every time they come to us with these creatures, it's hard not to be like, man, I'm excited about this now too. Plovers. I'm kind of scared of birds, just so everybody knows. But you know what? Plovers are pretty dang cool now. I'm excited to see them. And now we have our little running plover earrings. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, so the plover earrings, specifically the snowy plovers, are shiny. And they have little legs that move when you're walking. The little legs are running, and they're really precious. And those ones are actually available at the local Dunes in Samoa, is that right?
Yeah, so Friends of the Dunes. We have the Humboldt Bay Wallflower, which is also endemic to California. It can only be found in Humboldt Bay.
Wow.
And so a lot of our pieces, if people ever get the opportunity to come to our booth, is we'll have the logo of the conservation group on them, where specifically the proceeds from that piece go to continuing to protect that piece.
Awesome.
Because at the end of the day, we want all of our pieces to help fund that. We love being active and community fundraisers. But some pieces, it's from the get-go, the proceeds from the sale help that conservation group with those species.
So you work with Friends of the Dunes. You work with the Eel River Recovery Group. Is that the right one?
So we work with Friends of Eel River. We have
Eel.
A green sturgeon with them that has been a hit.
Yeah. Sturgeon are amazing.
Oh, they are. They're just living dinosaurs just rocking out there in the rivers being like, yep, I've been doing this forever before you were here, so yeah. I'm going to keep doing this.
Keep on keeping on. That's awesome.
And then another piece that we're really proud of, because we worked with Institute of Wildlife Studies, and we wanted to do an eagle, but there's so many eagle earrings out there.
Goodness gracious.
I did not know that, but okay, I believe you.
Yeah, so we took it as an opportunity to do something that no one else has done before. So the talons of our predator birds has an option where you can put charms in there. So we also rotate the charms for the different species depending on what they eat throughout the year. So you can either have it as just the eagle, which is gorgeous in itself, right?
Yeah.
But then you can also choose to have a coho, chinook, or you can even have a Garibaldi fish to also continue that education beyond just, hey, this is a really cool eagle. But also, hey, what is its piece? What is its part in the ecosystem?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then you also have earrings that represent life stages, right?
Yes.
Can you give me an example of one of those life stage earring sets?
We have several life cycle earrings. One of the most popular ones is our Pacific chorus frog. We've had several people call our earrings Miss Frizzle earrings, and big compliment. But it starts out with the egg, tadpole, goes into the frog, and we have him with forget-me-not moth. I have a bunch of other ones I'm working on.
The main ones we currently have in our booth right now, because we like to rotate with the seasons. Okay. So the ones we have right now is Pacific chorus frog, Chinook salmon, and the day-flying forget-me-not moth.
Awesome. That's so awesome. I did a show about the Pacific tree frog. You're going to have to go archive it or find it in the podcast. Anyway,
yeah,
Pacific tree frogs are amazing. They're famous frogs because every LA movie uses that sound when they use frog coral. Because they're statewide. They're West Coast wide, honestly. Anyway, the famous frogs. Moving on. The life cycle of the frog one is super magic. I also love the salmon jumping through the waterfall. You told me that on the phone, and I was like, I can't even fathom how you made that happen. But they made that happen, and it's amazing.
So. Yeah, and I think that's one of the good challenges that we like to take on, because we break our pieces into different categories. So we have some pieces where it's a simple flat, because we also want to be affordable and accessible for everybody. That's a huge part of getting this in people's hands and raising awareness. And these are pieces that you can put next to the living thing or the skull or the mushroom, and you can confirm, yeah, this is what it is, right?
That's so cool.
And then our second category is we want them dynamic. We want them living. We're trying to raise awareness of how that part plays in the ecosystem, either how they hunt or like the brown pelicans. We have them plunge diving because brown pelicans are unique for their ability to plunge dive, and they dive down and stun the fish before they scoop it up.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's so cool.
I know. Oh, it's the neatest thing. If you go to the bay right now, they're popping off doing that right now.
So when someone purchases any of your earrings, they also get a card that has so much information. It's like jam-packed with information about that species, including whether or not this plant or animal is also being sponsored by a nonprofit you're co-working with. And I'm using this as a segue so that I tell people there's a lot of information that comes with. So you have, when someone says, oh my gosh, I love those adder's tongue earrings you're wearing, which I'm wearing right now, fetid adder's tongue, my favorite flower. I can't believe you brought that out of nowhere. You remembered that one at the end of your, oh my gosh. Anyway, moving on. So you work with all these nonprofits, and you've got a couple events coming up. You're also in farmers markets, as you keep saying, my booth. So you're at the Friday Farmers Market here in Garberville, right?
So we do the Eureka Friday Night Markets, okay. But we're also really big into like the ecotourism circuit. So we travel out of Humboldt as well. So we go to things like Seaweed Festival, Bird Festival. Locally, we do Godwit Days. But we've been trying to purposely branch out, because if we're trying to educate people about these animals, being at the heart of where people care about these animals it's wonderful, it's validating, it gives us more information. But we're also like exploring other events. We've even started doing like run fairs and small community events.
They're nerds too. Still into the nature.
Heck yeah. I can see you doing really well at Mushroom Fest. Have you done Mushroom Fest yet?
Oh, we have not. We've applied every single year. We're hoping this is the year. We'll find out.
All right, you got to get those mushroom. I got an idea for you. We'll talk afterwards about the lobster mushroom. Maybe that'll be your in, because it grows on top of another mushroom. So maybe that'll be your in. Anyway, tell me more about what's coming up for Siren Song and where people can find you soon.
Yeah, so the thing we're most excited to talk about. So this summer, we get to be doing the Science on Tap Summer Series. So shout out to Erwig, because they started this whole trend of Science on Tap, where each month a conservation group gets to talk. It's over at Pescenta, Mad River Brewery, and Blue Lake. But they go on hiatus in the summer. So they trusted us with kind of carrying on the summer fun. So we get to be doing that. So for June on 21st at 5 p.m., we're going to have Institute of Wildlife Studies come out. Brian's going to be talking about the black and white on bird conservation. And then Pescenta Brewery is going to be doing their Pints for Nonprofit. So a dollar from every sale is going to help out this group. And Sequoia Siren, we're going to be doing our Shop for a Cause, where 20% of our sales is going to help them out as well, on top of the collaboration pieces we already have as well.
Awesome. That's so exciting. And you get to go enjoy a good pint and support all of those organizations at once. That's going to be awesome.
It's just a win-win. And then we have two more for the summer as well. So July 18th at 5 p.m., it's going to be epic. They're going to be talking about Assembly Bill 2494, which is the whole, you know, trying to push for modernizing how we manage state demonstration forest and shifting the focus from, like, commercial timber over to ecological restoration.
Yeah.
And then on August 8th at 5 p.m., Friends of the Dunes. And they're going to be having a really fun, like, interactive trivia and bingo night. So yeah, I mean, if people can come to any or all of them, it's going to be a great nerdy time. So
that's so awesome. I'm going to take this 2 seconds to plug that today's epic show that's on later tonight on KMUD is going to be about the otters that live in our community. Do you have otter earrings?
Oh, we have to.
Oh, yes, we do.
Awesome. Awesome. So I just learned, even in the commercial, that they didn't even, like, the show's airing later today, but in the commercial I heard this morning that otters that live in our community are never sea otters. They're river otters. They can be in the sea. I've seen them in the sea. So I was like, oh, I'm lucky. But anyway, otters, magic. Love it. So, okay, what is your favorite of animal and favorite plant earrings to wear when you go out? Which ones are the ones you go to? Because you love to talk about them.
Oh, gosh, that's so hard.
It was hard choosing my earrings today. I don't even remember what I'm wearing.
Okay, can I tell everyone what you're wearing right now? Right now, Diana has on redwoods that have little VW bugs driving through them, or VW vans, like driving through the middle. Super adorable. And also, Anna is wearing earrings that are different. They're all different flowers. Are they all?
Yeah, so
rainbow of flowers.
Talking on Diana's earring first, so these ones were part of a collab with Clark Historical Museum because they have an exhibit going on right now touring Humboldt where it talks about the history of like the tourism and bringing people and educating them on the redwoods.
Awesome.
So she did a redwood tree with a little drive-through tree.
It's so cute.
I know, I love it. It gets so many compliments.
And they're nice and long. I have to say, like, I love earrings, but I like a big earring that you can see even when your hair is down. Those are perfect.
And then the earrings I have, these are our bouquet of pride earrings.
Nice.
So each one of the flowers is a locally found flower that has a history within the queer community.
Nice.
So I have, in the back of my cards you talk about, and I did a post about this recently as well. So I have everything from pansies, and I talk about the pansy craze, which was the start of the drag scenes as we know it today.
Awesome.
With the pansy boys and horticultural boys, all the way over to we have the local stream violets and tribute over to Sappho and her poems about like violets and weaving them in the hairs of the woman she loved. So we have each one of these flowers. It's a locally found flower and it has a deep history, and in all together it creates a kind of little pride flag. I have a little rainbow of flowers.
Yeah,
so
do.
And it's so fun because it's just a long dangle. It's just like, boom, I'm here, here's my little rainbow. And these
it's
are
Pride
all
month, right?
Yeah, exactly. So
okay, well, we're celebrating Pride with KMUD in September, so maybe we can get you at that event too.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, it's a thought. We'll talk about that more later too. We only have a few minutes left to discuss. Is there more topics that we need to make sure we discuss that we didn't get to yet? It seems like maybe we could talk a little bit more about any of the specific animals or plants. That's what my hope was. If you have a couple minutes left to talk about, okay, I'm going to start by saying you walked in the door and you had maybe 10 different earrings with you. And I was like, oh my God, those are cute. Those are cute. I love salmon. That is so cool. Look at the plover. And then you pulled out my favorite flower of all time. One of my very first radio shows was about the fetid adder's tongue because
aww,
it blooms in February. Its leaves last almost the rest of the season, just to remind you that it was once there. And it smells like rotting flesh. I think that's great. When something is beautiful, but don't mess with me, that's my vibe. I'm totally there. Don't mess with me. So the fetid adder's tongue is super cool because it drops its little seeds on these long stems to the ground where ants bring the seeds home. And then the baby ants eat all the little outside off the seed. And then the seed grows a new flower right there. So you can always see where last year's ant mounds were because that's where the fetid adder's tongue is going to grow. And I just think that's so special because it's like this little trail throughout the forest where you can see where they were last year and where they've come back this year, because it's just every year I go out there and I put little sticks around the fetid adder's tongue so nobody steps on them.
Oh, that's sweet. So. And I'm just so happy that those resonated with you, because that's specifically why we want to do this. Is this is something that connects to that sense of like love of nature and wonder in your life, and it's something that you now get to share with everyone. Anytime someone compliments your earring, this is an opportunity for you to be an ambassador for this plant, an advocate for nature. You get to trap them like a little siren now, being like, oh, you like these flowers. Well, guess what? Now you get to learn about them.
I love how you say you trap them like a siren.
Right?
That's exactly right. So you have redwoods, you have native flowers, you have local animals. Can you give me a couple other locations where we might be able to find these earrings if we couldn't make the Friday night market? Maybe somewhere local in Southern Humboldt, and then maybe
yeah,
some more of the state parks?
Yeah, so we have over 400 species, so it's definitely a challenge.
Yeah, that is huge.
We're really proud of it. And then we have, like, breeding patterns, migratory animals, the flowers that bloom. But so speaking about location, so, yeah, we focus on, we want our pieces to also benefit local, like, conservation groups. So we're in Friends of the Dunes gift shop. We're in Arcadia Natural History Museum. We're in the Clark Historical Museum. But a new location in Soham that we're really proud to be a part of is Little of This, Little of That Boutique in Garberville.
Awesome.
And we made that choice to be there because they have the Garberville Night Markets. The next one's coming up on June 13th, so definitely check it out if you guys are in the area.
Heck yeah.
It's a good community hub.
Yes. So our rule is it either has to be a conservation group or a community hub. That's our decision for when we decide where we're going to go with our pieces.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. And that is in Garberville,
kind of
behind the Best Western, is that right?
Yeah, it's on that main strip by the gas station. I mean, as long as you go on that main road through Garberville, you're going to see
them. Oh, it's on Main Street. Okay,
yeah,
cool,
yeah.
Cool.
And they have a giant sign, and they have a ton of other local artists in there as well. So it's like you get to support them. You get to support all kinds of beautiful artists as well. So it's just a win-win.
Awesome. When you make a new animal or plant, how many do you make at once? Like, do you think, oh, I'll just make 3 because then they're like hot commodes? Or you're like, I'm going to make 50 because then I never have to make this again and I'm moving on.
So we're still figuring out because part of the challenge is since we get salvaged material, we don't always know what colors we're going to get.
Oh,
so it sometimes we might want to make a lot of something, and we always reassure people none of our designs are limited edition. We don't want any gimmicks here. We don't want any impulse. It's accessible, right? We want to be compassionate. But because we get these salvage kits, sometimes we're just sitting there looking at the colors being like,
what is sparkly brown going to do for me? You want some halibut? Want some halibut earrings?
Yeah. And sometimes, and this is a major credit to Diana and her art and how flexible it is, sometimes like with the halibut, she had to completely redo it to flip the fin just a little bit so that we could fit another row of 10 on the sheet. Because it's awesome. Like, we can only do so much.
Way to go.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Glittery brown. I'm like, what is glittery brown? Well, okay, I'm just going to throw a couple of animals at you and you can say yes or not yet. Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
What about the spotted skunk?
We do have the spotted skunk and we have it standing on its little front paws because they're one of the ones that actually put their tail up to warn people. We gave them little gem eyes. And so, yeah, now they're warning people. And we actually originally did that as a collaboration with Institute of Wildlife Studies. So,
heck yeah.
No, that's a lot of fun doing. It's one of our sassier pieces.
Oh, that is so sassy. And I love how many birds, seabirds you have. Next time I'm on, I'm going to be talking with Monty from Bird Ally X about how many birds he gets this time of year and rehabbing little animals that fall from their nests and all the seabirds that wash up in these storms and things like that. So that's super awesome. There is like an innumerable number of things we could say, but I love the redwoods. I love the spotted skunk idea. What about, obviously you probably have banana slugs.
Oh, we got it. Banana slug is actually our original idea. So before like we officially started making stuff, and this is our like running joke with Diana because she like has to decipher Anna art. But I drew some like crazy stuff. So 2023, we came out and our first few pieces, we had 5 banana slug ones. We had like a little slime heart with the banana slug on it. We had another one that was like had a trail of slime behind it. Now banana slugs is our OG hard ones to keep in stock. Everyone loves banana slugs, but that's our one where luckily, as long as we can get a yellow of some kind, we're making it a banana slug.
That's awesome. Have you seen the banana slugs with the extra spots? They almost look like cheetahs. I swear it's a subspecies. I haven't proven this, but I'm so curious to know if that's a subspecies. So if you ever find out if banana slugs have like extra spots, literally I met one that had purple spots before.
So I do know and this is one of the wonderful things about us doing so many pieces next to each other, is there are leopard slugs up here. And they're a little bit lighter yellow.
That's
so,
what it is, I bet.
Yeah, no, and a lot of people say, and because yes, you are right, banana slugs have spots, it's easy to recognize. And so sometimes we put them out on the table, we'll have both of them next to each other and be like, oh, that's a banana slug with a lot of spots. And we're like, perfect. You just gave me an opportunity to tell you about leopard slugs.
Oh my gosh. I love that you love to educate people about everything so much. Like, that is half the joy of this project, is getting to talk about what that species is. That's such a cool concept. Absolutely super cool. Okay, we're almost out of time, but I have to ask you this weird question. How do you stay safe working with plastic for a living? Do you have to melt this plastic, or are you only cutting it with lasers? Like, how do you do this?
So we do have a lot of precautions in place. And first off, I also want to say a shout out to Per Jewelry. She does plastic uniquely recycled. She's been doing processing recycled plastic from before us. So there's been a few times where we reached out to her, and bless her, she'll respond and be like, okay, check this out, right? Uh-huh. But no, we have a fume hood. We're very cautious with how we distance and how we space everything.
Awesome.
If we grind stuff up to press, but we prefer to get sheets, which luckily a lot of acrylic, it's used for like, especially during COVID, people use them as like shields up in stores. It's very commonly used in shelves. So most of the stuff we get is flat, but yeah, when we process it, we have a lot of precautions. We're still learning. We had to get this like formaldehyde air purifier.
Yep.
It's a beast. It is like
well,
huge.
I'm glad you're safe. That's so yes. important. Because you're like so intelligent and fun to talk to. I'm like, you better live a really long time so we can hang out. Like, don't get weird plastic poisoning, okay? That is so, so awesome. Thank you for turning something that nobody wants around into something everyone can't wait to talk about. That is super cool. And I have to take a second to shout out to my friend Gina, who told me to interview you. So thanks to Gina, who couldn't be here today, but wanted to make sure that you made it on the air so that you could tell everyone how amazing your project is. So do you have earrings down in the state park just south of here at the Redwoods I can't think because I'm on the air. You know, the hugged tree, everybody wants to save the Redwoods. Richardson Grove.
So, unfortunately, we're not in any of the Redwood State or National Parks yet. We very much want to.
Yes.
So, we're, hey, guys, if you want some really cool earrings.
Come our way.
Yep, come our way. We got you. Because, yeah, no, our first line we started off with, we were, like, manifesting Redwood State Park because it's where we're at. It's where we're home. So, we got plenty of options for you.
Yeah. So, in the last minute we have left, I often interview an entomologist, and I can hear him in the back of my head right now going, can you please make a silver bee? It lives in the Friends of the Dunes location.
What we have.
We do have the Silver Dune Digger Bee. It's not out yet because we made it specifically. So Friends of the Dunes asked us to make it.
Yes, of course.
So we do have them. I can show you pictures of it afterwards.
Oh my God,
so that's
cool.
A future one that's going to be available. But we made it for Friends of the Dunes because a lot of our pieces, they're for certain groups first.
Sure.
And then after they've had it for a bit, then we get to share to educate more people beyond that.
Awesome.
But yeah, so that's we're waiting on Friends of the Dunes that we made it for them. That's one of the pieces that gets to be exclusive to them for a bit.
That is so awesome. And that makes a lot of sense because that's where Kevin refound that species. Was there. It's actually completely extinct in San Francisco Bay Area. So it was a big deal when they found it up here because now it's not extinct for good. So that's super awesome. Okay. We are so out of time, and I cannot believe that I have to let you go already because I just want to start shouting names of animals and have you say, yes, no. Okay, one more. Possum. Do you have a possum?
Oh, of course we do. It's hanging from the tail, and it has little gem eyes because of how they glint at night. And we also have a possum skulls that we did with our Cajun Natural History Museum.
Oh, cool.
So.
What about flying squirrel?
So we do have flying squirrels in work because we started making them, and then we learned they're UV reactive.
Yes, they are.
So
did a show about that. Mm-hmm. They're bubblegum pink on their bellies. They're
yes,
amazing.
They are. So we have to do that. So we're currently working on that. That is one of our workshop ones, and it's going to be part of, if you come to the Science on Tap with Epic, we're going to be having them released then.
Oh, my gosh. There you go. There's a reason to be at that one specifically. Thank you so, so much for your time today.
Thanks for having us.
Has been a pleasure. Let's talk again soon, and I hope to make one of these events. And in the meantime, tell us how we can find you on social medias and stuff, Sequoia Sirens.
Yep, Sequoia Sirens. Surprisingly enough, no one took that name anywhere ever, so I grabbed that everywhere.
It's all ours.
Good. So Instagram, Etsy, you can message us there. We're on Facebook. I even have a TikTok, even though we're trying to figure that out, how to do videos for millennials, so bear with us.
We'll get there.
But yeah, just Sequoia Siren. You can message us Instagram and any social media, and we'll respond.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Diana and Anna, for being here today. And I look forward to seeing you grow in the future and seeing your art in Richardson grow very soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you
both so much for being here.
This has been a K-Mite podcast. To listen to other shows and more episodes of this show, find us on all the platforms where you get your podcast and also on our website, kmud.org.